This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Globe Life Field for Texas Rangers opening day, where
it's opening day.
You might have heard the blasting themes from 2001, A Space Odyssey, as the roof is being opened, and we are about 1 hour away from the true beginning of the Major League Baseball season. I know Aaron Judge already hit a home run, but the beginning of the Rangers season. My question for everybody was going to be, who will be the Rangers MVP in 2023? 877-881-1053. Tolos, Twolos, YouTubers, if you want to get involved, we're going to roll all the way up until 2:30.
What?
Pre-game's going to take over. First pitch set for about 3:07, all right here on The Fan.
Kevin, I do want to point out, I just had a Tolo and his daughter show up, and his daughter was screaming, "Where's Reggie?"
And so good question.
I called Reggie, and unfortunately, we couldn't hear him, but he could hear her. And he said, "Give her a big hug," and then I sent a picture to him. So, hey, man, we're trying to take care of Tolos out here as well. And you can feel the difference in the stadium now that the roof is opening.
Oh, yeah.
There's a breeze coming through. It's just, man.
The field looks totally
different.
It's
spectacular, dude. I love this. My MVP for this year, Mike, is the roof. Yeah, it's the roof is going to be the MVP. No, it's definitely going to be for me, and I think I've hinged the season on this guy, is Nathaniel Lowe. I think he's going to hit. Yeah. He's going to hit 300. He's going to hit 20 home runs, something like that. He's going to have a couple of special moments where he's at the plate, and the season is like, oh, wow, that if we didn't get that win, then we wouldn't have gotten this far on this. So I'm going to go with Nate Lowe. Even though I know there are some other guys to choose from, that's my guy.
I cannot hear you, Mike, if you are talking. All right, we have lost
Mike
Bassett.
We lost Mike. I think you got the wrong headset on.
Maybe.
Has the other headset on.
Oh.
It's right here, Mike. Here you go.
All right, so Mike's lost the headset because he wanted to go down the field with Derek Holland. Mike is back. He found the headset that worked.
Actually, I have to go
Everybody
home.
Give a round of applause to Mike Bassett.
Thank you. It feels like my only opening day where I gave up a 9 spot in 2 innings. Cubs are really happy about that.
Yeah.
I like your Nate Lowe. I like that there's multiple people to pick from because I'm deciding in my head right now to pick between Corey Seager and Jacob DeGrom.
Makes sense.
And I lean towards Corey Seager because he can play every day.
Yep.
I do think that Jacob DeGrom is going to have a major impact on this season. Not only the day he starts, but he gives you kind of 2 days, the day before and the day after his start, of you don't have to push that starting pitcher. Let's just say Andrew Heaney is going to start the 5th game of the year. Well, as the season progresses, Jacob DeGrom's arm will get stronger and he can go 100, 110 pitches in a game. Is that you feel like DeGrom can possibly give you 7 to 9 innings in that day. So if you're in a tight game, I hope it's not this high of scoring against our pitcher, but 4-4 in the 4th inning.
Right, yeah.
You're like, you know what? Let's try to win this one. And let's rely on Jacob DeGrom going 7, 8, or 9 innings tomorrow because we believe Jacob DeGrom's in one of those rhythms that he has where he can just dominate all of Major League Baseball. So Jacob DeGrom I lean towards, but I do think playing every day is so valuable. And I think Corey Seager, all the analytics are saying,
with the elimination of the shift, I'm with you.
That he's going to be more of a 280 to 300 hitter, and hopefully he can still pop 30 home runs for you. He needs to play a better defense. I'm being, letting you know that there's another part that needs to be better than last year. I think Corey Seager does that, And I do think Corey Seager is an all-star this year and the MVP of the Texas Rangers.
I like it.
From the 214, I saw you guys at the game. I was too afraid to say hi.
Oh, good.
Feel free. We've had people stopping by all day long. From the 817, they're going to say Josh Young. Oh, from the 940.
Like you said, rookie of the year and MVP.
From the 940, no, I'm not calling that just yet. From the 940, Corey Seager. From the 806, Corey Seager. From the 903, they say Adolis Garcia is their MVP. I like it. And then in the 903, and you got to figure he's going to get a lot of credit if this all works, Bruce Bochy.
MVP?
Is their MVP. I don't know if that cheats the spirit of the question or not.
They can't run anymore.
That's true. That is true.
That does cheat the spirit, Kevin.
Dallas Morning News, they had 6 experts.
Oh.
Is that an acceptable amount?
Again, this is an number. This is an even number, Mike. You need an odd number.
Evan Grant.
I know him.
Sean McFarlane.
Not sure.
Kevin Sherrington.
Yeah, I know him.
Tim Kalishaw.
I know him.
Abraham.
Lincoln?
Lincoln.
Noodle yep. Steiger. I'm sorry, I should have looked that up ahead of time. And then Newey Scruggs.
Okay, I've heard him, yeah.
One of them picked Adolis Garcia as their MVP. 2 said Simeon, and 3 said Seager.
In your face, DeGrom.
Yeah.
Well, what's really interesting, of those 6, only 2 picked DeGrom to have the most wins.
And
if Jacob DeGrom doesn't have the most wins, either this is an electrifyingly special season or things have not gone well.
Or were the Mets offense when he pitched.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
It is so weird to me how when a really good pitcher is up, and I know he's probably pitching against the other best pitcher too, but how those games turn into like one-run games. You're like, you can't get more offense for that guy. It's like, well, he's that good. He needs to be able to keep him from getting runs.
From the 469, Martin Perez. 2 of the people that voted him for the most wins. I know that's different than MVP. From the 432, Robbie Grossman. From the 469, Garcia. And from the 214, Marcus Simeon. Plays every day, good defensively, and can put up good numbers. So they feel like that's your most well-rounded, perhaps, Texas Rangers player. And then from the 469, Chris Young will be the MVP for a big midseason trade. We've talked about that a lot in terms of bullpen. I don't know if people will recognize that as a big trade, but getting bullpen reinforcements, there goes the side.
Yay!
Bullpen reinforcements if this team is competitive.
Yeah, and I know that we asked Chris Young about the bullpen. He talked about putting it together, but I do think that Chris Young, I think he's a genius. I know I'm biased because I played with him. I know him. He's a smart person. He's a baseball guy. He knows the analytics. Like, he is the perfect combination of, I know this is too big a praise, he's like the combination of John Daniels and Nolan Ryan. You have that in one person. And when the Rangers were the most successful, they might have not been the best of friends. But John Daniels and Nolan Ryan made a great combination of getting things right. And they disagreed on things. And sometimes somebody got their way and they totally disagreed with it. And the vice versa happened. But having 2 different minds on the game really helped out the Rangers. And Chris Young has 2 different minds, but it's all in the same brain.
Yeah, he's one of those. I have a most improved player. I got it for Jonah Heim this year. I think we get a guy that we're like, man, he took that next step to being a really good, maybe everyday
Heim
catcher.
Heim time.
Yeah.
And the thing about Heim time is, last year, a lot of guys warned us, hey, when you haven't ever been an everyday catcher, the second half's a really tough half because your body starts kind of failing you. And so to your point, you can be really improved because the second half was a struggle.
Yep.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it is baseball time in Texas. So let's talk with Jared Sandler. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
This segment on the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by Frankel & Frankel. There's a reason you need a special license to drive a big truck, so companies that hire drivers and put them in a big truck should be held accountable for what happens when one hurts you. Frankly, you need Frankel & Frankel, the consultation. It is always free. Visit truckwreck.com.
1-2, 2 outs. 6-1, the Rangers lead in the top of the ninth. Feliz the high set. Here comes the pitch. Breaking ball, strike 3 call! The Rangers are going to the World Series!
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We just saw Sean Tolleson, who gave us the greatest spring training answer in history when he said, some guys are lucky to have one wall. I have three walls by his locker. Right now, courtesy of Blue Nail Roofing, I love that answer so much. Courtesy of Blue Nail Roofing, we bring to you our Rangers insider and now Rangers broadcaster, Jared Sandler. Good afternoon, sir. How hyped are you for your particular role on this opening day?
Well, I
know the circumstances.
Yeah, I'm excited. It doesn't feel right without Eric.
I
know you're not trying to.
Yeah.
I grew up a diehard Rangers fan. Right? I never went to an opening day game as a fan, and I've been able to now go, each of the last 9 years, and to be able to broadcast an opening day game is special. But obviously want Eric back, and I know we'll get him back soon. But just in general, the atmosphere, the vibe, the excitement. I guess it's easy to fake on opening day, but now comparing it to the last
year. Smile doesn't look fake.
But it's not just me. I mean, like, the players, too, they get it. They know. Some guys don't actually read what's out there, but a lot of guys know what's going on.
Yeah.
And they know that this year they are in a position to do something that they haven't really been in a position to do since 2016.
What say you about that position? What is your official prediction for this year?
Well, in honor of Eric, I don't give official predictions.
Is that
a good cop-out?
Yes.
But I'm putting it on Eric, so I can't.
That's
good.
Yeah,
that's
really like that.
That's my shield.
Okay,
yeah.
Are the playoffs reasonable hope?
Yeah, here's what I would say. The way I would put it is there's obviously so many variables throughout a year. If this team is not competing for a playoff spot in mid-September, and by that I don't mean they won a game September 16th. They're seven back. And they're not. If they are not like tooth and nail, we're not scoreboard watching, that would be a disappointment. And I think this is a team that will win in the mid-80s. It's just a matter of is 85, 86, 87 wins enough to get into the playoffs? Last year, 86 was enough for Tampa. But obviously every year it's going to be a little different.
With watching a guy like DeGrom, have you ever called a game for a guy at that level, that extremely good talent?
Yeah, spring training when Jacob DeGrom pitched. That was the first time.
Jared Sandler is sassy.
No. I'm agreeing with him. I'm saying, the only other time was when I saw this guy. He is unbelievable.
It's different, huh?
I mean, it's kind of like, watching Mike Bassick play basketball. It's just a thing of beauty. He's special, right? I mean, he's 6'4". His motion, his delivery is like poetry. He throws it 101 wherever he wants. He throws a 93-mile-an-hour slider wherever he wants. I mean, it's silly. I was going through the history between Jacob DeGrom and individual players on the Phillies, and it's like 0-for-12 with 10 strikeouts, 1-for-22 with like 11 strikeouts. I think JT Realmuto is like 4-for-37 or something. I mean, it's just he does it against bad hitters. He does it against great hitters. Was it, John Smoltz said with Sean and RJ, with you guys, it is unfair when this guy is on the mound and healthy.
I think what is really cool, not only about today, Jared, but about doing pre and post and you doing pre and post and also doing the games right now, is every day the Rangers have a chance to win. And I'm not trying to knock anybody last year or the last couple years in the rotation, but yes, Jacob DeGrom, that is super special. But then when you do get to Eovaldi and Perez and Gray and Heaney, you still feel like, no, they can lead us to a victory today.
Someone told me earlier that there was a 34-day stretch last year when John Gray was on the IL where the Rangers were not favored to win a single game. And a lot of that dictated by their starting pitcher, right? Even if you're not a great team, if you've got Jacob DeGrom starting, you're going to be favored. Well, they didn't have that. And Martin Perez just ran into a few bad matchups, right? He obviously was an all-star, had a great year. But to your point, there are going to be a lot more nights when the Rangers are favored this year than in the past, because whether it's DeGrom or, I'm excited about Nathan Eovaldi on Saturday. He's been really impressive, too. Perez, John Gray, and then if Andrew Heaney's your fifth starter, you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, I would be inclined. Is there anybody lineup-wise that you feel like has maybe not gotten the attention that you think they should? Because sometimes it kind of feels like people are like, this lineup's fine.
Well, I'd say I really think Robbie Grossman is going to give more than what a $2 to $3 million player would give as far as stretching the lineup, the patience. I'm also curious about Brad Miller. You know, he had a really rough year last year. He kind of made the team because he's got some guaranteed money. Doesn't mean he's going to be here all year, but he's healthy. And I'm curious to see, after a bad year, how a healthy Brad Miller bounces back as a weapon perhaps against right-handed pitching.
Appreciate it very much. We're looking forward to hearing
like
you
times.
And Matt on the call. Look how far we've come, Jared.
Uh-huh.
All right, there it goes.
We still have to be separated, though.
That's
yep.
true.
Yeah,
that's true. All right, there you go.
See you guys.
Jared Sandler, thank you very, very much. Mike, 1 to 10, what's your excitement level?
11.
Corey, 1 to 10, what's your excitement level?
5,000.
That
yes,
is
as
silly.
Long as we don't
10
answer.
Is the most
yeah,
it can
strike,
be.
Like your
strikeouts.
Anger level
that
at was, 10 a.m.
That's yeah. a good point. All right, coming up next, pregame show. First pitch, Rangers-Phillies, about 3:07. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Take a night, Kevin.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.